PWDA News, November, Issue 2. A message from the President. Thank you to everyone who voted in this year's board election. Voting is now finished, and the new directors will be announced at our AGM on November 20. If you can't make it to the AGM in person, please send in a proxy vote, more info below, and tune in on the webcast. We'll send out an email with the streaming URL once it's available. David Abello, PWDA President. Latest news. We're busy setting everything up for our annual general meeting next Wednesday. Find out more about the AGM on our website. If you won't be attending in person, please send in a proxy vote using the web form at the bottom of the webpage and or the word form in the documents list. You can list the chair of the meeting as your proxy by writing chair in the proxy form name box and leaving the proxy address blank. We also have answers to frequently asked questions about the AGM on our website. If you've had difficulty accessing any part of this year's board elections or AGM sign-up, please email us at pwd@pwd.org and tell us about it. We are working to improve our system for next year, and all feedback is valuable. The Royal Commission into Violence, Abuse, Exploitation, and Neglect of People with Disability is underway, and we now have a dedicated part of our website for links and info, including the latest news and information about available supports. We live-tweeted the first hearing at PWD Australia on Twitter. It was about the Queensland education system, and there was a lot of technical language involved, so we've also started a Royal Commission Jargon Buster page. We'll be updating it as the Commission progresses, so feel free to let us know if there's any language you're finding confusing in the hearings, and we'll add it in. We've made a submission to the TUNE review of the NDIS Act. We made a number of recommendations, particularly to highlight recommendations from the previous 2015 review that have not yet been implemented. You can read the submission on our website. The National Awards for Disability Leadership are being presented on Tuesday, 3rd of December. These awards reflect what is important to disabled people and the ways that we are affecting change and pursuing equality for our community. They recognize outstanding achievements by individuals or disabled people's organizations who have significantly contributed to advancing the status of people with disability. The awards will be delivered across 7 categories for outstanding achievement or outcomes by disabled people, reflecting the diversity of our community and the intersectional nature of our lives. Tune in live via the DLI YouTube channel on the day. Graphic. Connect with people with disability. Spread the word about your disability-related product or service. Click here to find out more about purchasing ad space in PWDA newsletters. Have your say. ERA's Young Women's Advisory Group has launched a new wave of the Let's Talk survey for anyone aged 16 to 21 who identifies as a cis woman, trans woman, non-binary or trans femme person. Their goal is to improve comprehensive sexuality and respectful relationships education in the national curriculum. Find out more from Equality Rights Alliance. The Disability Royal Commission is still looking for responses to their issues paper on education and learning from individuals and organisations until 20th of December. You can read it and find out how to send in your thoughts on the Royal Commission website. The Productivity Commission draft report on mental health is also available for feedback. It makes a number of significant recommendations, including on the NDIS and the need for stable housing for people with psychosocial disability. You are invited to examine the draft report and to make written submissions by Thursday, 23rd of January, 2020. Do you need help? Call Wayfinder Hub toll-free on 1-800-843-929. Opportunities. Advocacy for Inclusion, or AFI, is a Canberra-based advocacy organisation looking for someone to work part-time as an advocate focused on helping people who want to take part in the Disability Royal Commission. Applications close 28th of November. Find out more at Ethical Jobs. The University of South Australia has a scholarship for a PhD looking at mental health and the interface between public health and the disability sector. It's open to Australian and New Zealand citizens and permanent residents of Australia. Applications close 13 December. Find out more about eligibility criteria and how to apply. The Screen Film Fund is open to short film proposals of a 15-minute maximum duration. Teams must have at least one key creative, writer, director, or producer identifying as a person with disability. Applications close Sunday, 1st of December. Find out more from Screen New South Wales. Rebuilding Tomorrow is an anthology of post-apocalyptic fiction with a focus on disabled characters. Submissions are open through January and accepted authors will be paid 8 cents a word, USD. Find out more from 12th Planet Press. Community announcements. The Centre for Disability Studies and the Inclusive Research Network invites you to the Festival of Inclusion, a celebration and investigation of the very best of what is currently happening in the area of inclusion for people with disability across all areas of Australian society. It will be held in Sydney on November 20th and 21st. You can now buy tickets to the inaugural Australian Access Awards, a disability-led event celebrating organisations that are making efforts to implement accessibility in their digital campaigns, content and resources. The awards will be presented in Adelaide on 12th of December. Find out more about the Access Awards at the Centre for Accessibility website. There are new photos in the Disable and Hear stock photo series from Affect the Verb, a disability-led effort to provide free and inclusive stock photos shot from our own perspective. A photo of three disabled people of colour, a black non-binary person on the left, a South Asian person with a wheelchair in the middle, and a black woman on the right, at a kitchen counter with open space underneath. The person in the middle chops strawberries while the others each sample a strawberry. Photo caption, Disabled and Here shows people with a disability living ordinary lives. Have you faced discrimination as a result of being blind or having low vision and want to find out how to make change? Vision Australia is hosting a free advocacy webinar on November 27th. Find out more or register here. Axiom, A Reimagined Reality, is an art exhibition featuring the works of 50 Melbourne artists in celebration of International Day of People with Disability. The exhibition will explore a future that is accessible through art by people with disability across a range of mediums at the Space at Collins, a contemporary and accessible gallery in Melbourne's CBD. It will be open December 3rd to 6th. Latest disability news. From The Guardian, the land the NDIS forgot, the remote Indigenous communities losing the postcode lottery. From Pro Bono News, advocates demand stronger targets for disability employment. From The Sydney Morning Herald, not always living up to high expectations. Robert to release final stage NDIS plan. Sign up for PWDA Daily Media Roundup and get the latest disability news every weekday in your inbox. That's all for this fortnight. You can find us as always online at pwd.org.au, on Twitter at twitter.com/pwdaustralia, on Facebook at facebook.com/pwd.australia, and on Instagram as pwdaustralia. Thanks for listening.